USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I have an absolute right to call national security. We need strong borders. We have to stop drugs and crime and criminals and human trafficking. And we have to stop all of those things that a strong wall will stop.
President Trump's reaction as attorney generals from 16 states have filed suit over the president's declaration of a national emergency on the southern border. The president is also rejecting a new report out about him allegedly asking acting former Attorney General Matthew Whitaker if a change could be made in the investigation of Michael Cohen.
I don't know who gave you that. That's more fake news. There's a lot of fake news out there.
Empire is reportedly cutting most scenes involving actor Jussie Smollett following the controversy in his alleged attack. The change comes after reports that Smollett may have paid two of his friends to help stage the assault. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
President Trump is set to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un next week. As far as what we need to come out of that meeting with the North Koreans, former ambassador to the UN Bill Richardson tells Fox News,
Outside of a better, quote, relationship between the two leaders, you get little in return. And we need to reduce North Korea's nuclear arsenal for our sake, for Japan's, South Korea's. And so far, they haven't done much.
Teachers in another state are striking. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
There they go again. Teachers in West Virginia going on strike today, opposed to a proposed new rule that would take money away from public schools there and create West Virginia's first charter schools. Last year they struck, and the action resulted in a 5% pay increase, but triggered a series of teacher strikes across the nation. Oakland, California teachers expected to strike this Thursday.
Schools were canceled in nearly all 55 counties in West Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The House of Representatives is hoping for some answers from Apple's CEO Tim Cook regarding the company's FaceTime fiasco. Many congressmen were also deeply troubled by press reports on how long it took Apple to address what's characterized as a privacy violation. And as far as how this flaw was detected, Morgan Wright is a cybersecurity expert. He's also a senior fellow with the Center for Digital Government. He tells Fox News,
when the NSA exploits came out and WannaCry was launched by North Korea, that was a flaw. That was a Microsoft flaw. In fact, the NSA was so worried about it, they notified Microsoft they had found this flaw. So our own government knows about a lot of these disclosures. But I will tell you, there are times the CEO should know about flaws and bugs that haven't been fixed. And a perfect example is Equifax. You want to talk about a huge privacy breach? That was something they knew about that they should have fixed that they didn't. In this case, Apple didn't know about it. Once they found out about it, of course, I think they took responsible action. But the question is, how much should a company be responsible for knowing about a product that has, you know, has billions of devices out there? It's a tough road to hoe. You want to protect privacy, but at the same time, you have to be a little realistic.
Wright explains how this security flaw was a very big deal.
They even went beyond it. It was the audio. It was the video. There's a couple blogs out there that follow Max that were able to show how you could also get the video as well, you know, by exploiting a couple of flaws in the product. So, yeah, it's, you know, I tell you, it's the law of unintended consequences.
For more, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.